is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Still hitting it.
Especially, like, I couldn't do it. Because you eat in the morning.
Yeah.
Coffee, to me, I can't have food with it. Like, if I was to go out to breakfast, I can't get a cup of coffee and then eat and drink coffee. I have to...
I have to finish my coffee and then, maybe have it with, a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
A sweet, and then I'm done with the coffee.
Right. So, like, this morning, like, as you ate and now you can go back to coffee, I can't do that. It has to be like coffee and then go to food.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Yeah. I'm just
different.
Yeah, but
do you ever have I love having something a little sweet, whether it's a half a donut or a cinnamon roll with that coffee.
Yeah.
It's a perfect blend.
Nope.
Do you do that ever?
No. I make the cup of coffee when I leave. It's a 16-ounce cup. It's in a Yeti, and it stays warm. It's still warm now. So that was at 3:30 this morning. I have a banana on my way into work, and then I'll sip it. And I sip it through the show. Today, what did I have? I had a pear, and I ate a couple of Funyuns, because that's a really good combination.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bag out there. I had a couple. So, anyway, I've been nursing it all along. And last night, I had an afternoon coffee at, 4 o'clock, Laura. And I was still drinking it at dinner time, so I had it with my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a salad and some sweet
salad
sausage.
And coffee. Oh.
It didn't bother me. It just didn't bother me. It's good to drink. I don't know why it wouldn't be good to drink even when you were eating. Although I normally don't eat it and drink it. I don't drink coffee with a meal. I normally don't. So I get it. But it doesn't faze me when I do. It's good.
Pancakes goes perfect with pancakes, though, too.
Coffee and pancakes?
Not a pancake guy, very much, for the most part. They're very good, but I eat them very seldom.
Okay, so if you're going to have a choice, pancake or French toast?
Pancakes. I'm not a French toast guy.
But when you go to your Polly's Pancake Parlor, do you get pancakes or do you go with
eggs?
I get pancakes.
I get pancakes.
But at Polly's, there's nothing. When it comes to pancakes, can I just say, if you're a restaurant, I don't want a pancake that falls over the edge of the plate.
Okay,
that's too freaking much.
I made pancakes this weekend for the boys.
That's Greg's opinion.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
At Polly's Pancake Parlor, they give you smaller ones like that.
Yeah.
So, but you get six.
I want a goddamn pancake the size of my
prefer the crepey pancakes.
No. Here's what happens at Polly's. And I know it's a little pricey, but it's obviously very good. Everything's handmade. The waitresses themselves, the servers make it.
Oh, they're handmade.
Okay. So they give you three, a stack of three. Like, let's say I want blueberry. And you got four different choices of what the pancake can be made of. Cornmeal,
so
oatmeal.
Of three. Can you go three separate kinds on your stack of
Yeah,
three?
You probably could. You could.
It's and so public.
They give you the three, Scotty, and you eat them. And as soon as you put that last bite in your mouth, they're coming off the griddle, hot, bang, there's three more. That's how they do it. That's good. And the bacon isn't shit bacon. Their bacon is thick.
Nobody wants shit bacon.
No, I don't want any shit
Although
bacon.
I tell you, if I get pancakes, I'm usually getting sausage with the pancakes.
But I'm not a
It goes great perfect combo. With the great combo.
There's nothing soggy French toast.
Oh, my
God.
Toast.
Don't mind
toast
the French toast.
French toast is absolutely the best.
Okay.
But I can easily be a happy man with pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And waffles would be my third choice.
I guess my breakfast choice would probably be a couple of eggs. You know what I mean? A couple of
scrambled, sunny side up.
Over easy.
Yeah.
Because you got to have a little bit of the yolk to soak up.
He's not yolking around.
Yeah, if I'm getting I don't mind omelets, but just an over easy on an English muffin with cheese and ham.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
If I get an omelet, it's usually a veggie omelet.
And it's
just stupid folded over eggs because it doesn't stick because there's no bonding.
I'm going to let you get whatever you want.
And there's some crazy omelets out there. You can get a goddamn meal.
Yeah.
I love the Western. Classic Western.
There's a whole tater in there.
Western without onions.
You ever notice how much we talk about food here on this particular segment?
We are foodies.
Because sitting here staring at my yumminess.
But also, you have to remember, this is our lunch right here. All right, well, I got here at four, a little after four, and I've been here, and so, it's lunchtime. I'm ready to go.
I strolled in here a few minutes ago, and I'm like, who shit their pants? Laura goes, it's my salad.
I have hard-boiled eggs on my salad, so I think,
it's not every day you hear.
Today.
It's not every day that you hear. No, Roadkill, it's my salad.
When he came in and said it, I had to think, did I? No,
I was looking around, I was like, oh, that's what it is. Sorry.
Sometimes when Laura doesn't bring in eggs, it tastes like eggs because Greg farted.
Yeah, it's not. Well, yeah, I can't say it's not exactly true, but it's not related to her eggs. Mm-hmm. And you should also talk.
I don't.
Okay. So I put something aside today, okay? And I wasn't sure if we'd get to it. Obviously, we didn't. But we've talked from time to time about, Dave Grohl strayed in his marriage. He strayed, which happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It happens. But what if you're not married? What if you're just into playing the field and you take everything as it comes? You know, it's just whatever. What if you're a delivery person? What if you're on the road all the time and you're delivering things? You're going into people's houses and you get offered, you know, some companionship. You know, what do you do? Do you think it happens very often? We've talked about it. UPS guys?
Yeah.
UPS guys get hit on all the time. All the time.
I've been places where the girls come out and they go, he's here.
Yeah.
And Jan will come out of the office going, oh, hey, listen, I brought you these faxes. Then they all say, oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
And then when he leaves, there's no faxes. There's none of that. Yeah. They're just checking the guy out.
Yeah. There's Jan. It's always Jan.
Always choosing
in accounting. But we talked about it. Like, I wonder if it's the same with delivery people, like, you know, FedEx. I wonder if the whatever, you know, service there is, Amazon. But those people, those delivery people, they're on a schedule.
Right.
They don't have time to.
Yeah. There's no time. It looks like there's no time.
Right.
Maybe they bring the van back after when they're punched out.
Or
maybe
I'm thinking
make another special delivery.
They know where to. They know how to route their route.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
When they have their lunch
break. Their boot.
Or, yeah.
They know how to route to get the boot.
So let's take the we've discussed that before. Let's take the delivery people from the delivery services off the table here.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
What trade do you think cheats the most? Cheats the most in the home of a customer.
In the home.
Cable guy.
Of a customer. Scotty says.
Cable guy.
The cable guy.
Cable guy.
Scotty's vote is locked in. Laura, what trade that visits your home cheats the most in the customer's home?
Oh, I'm going to say, I'm stuck. The landscaping.
Landscapers. Her vote is locked in. Kelly, landscapers and what was yours, Scotty?
Cable guy.
The cable guy. What trade person that visits your home is most likely to have sex there with you?
Real estate. Ooh, another good one.
My other one was going to be the furniture delivery. Deliver a bed?
I'm here to deliver you a goddamn sofa.
Kelly, isn't there like a website of real estate people? Is that what you got?
I do know.
Bullshit. You are a liar.
Am I right?
No, it's not it. Oh. It's not it. But I think there is. Isn't there? I think there's a. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's not.
They're always looking gussied up.
It's electricians and plumbers. They're the ones most likely to cheat. The plumber with the butt crack and stuff, you know? The plumber who works with, like, poop sometimes,
well,
you know?
Showing their ass crack.
And I'm not saying they're not attractive. I'm just saying there's working, you know, plumbers out there, man. But they're the ones most likely to cheat the most. They go into people's houses and stuff happens.
Yep.
Maybe there's a little they can't afford the bill and they say how can I repay you? Maybe that's the kind of thing that happens. I don't know. But I have a friend of mine who worked for a kind of a different company. This one is weird. He worked for in pest control. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He worked for a pest control and he worked for a pest control. I can't say the name, but it rhymed with Dorkin.
Ooh.
You get it?
Yep.
He was the Dorkin man, okay? And he's heard of guys hooking up on the job. Like, they'll go there to spray a house for pets.
Can you spray my bug?
How does...
My bug needs a sprayer.
It's a nasty bug. It's causing all kinds of havoc at the house. I need bug spray. All right,
you're just the man to spray my
bug. Yeah, okay. You made it clear there. And I just think out of all the people that could visit a house, right? Electrician, plumber, okay, they're in your house, you're working fine. I get it. But banging the pest control guy? Really? That's a thing? And yes, it is a thing, apparently, is what I was told.
When we had a pest guy, I never banged him.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had, do you think this is the place that you'd say that you had?
Maybe.
So listen to...
Is that a cockroach? What?
You were working on that. It took you a little bit of time there. Yeah, but listen to this phone call from a buddy of mine at another radio station who we were talking about this, and he talked about it. And this is a caller, not from our station, mind you, but from another one who shared it with me and gave me permission to use this phone call. Listen to this.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, we're just talking about a pest control man not cheating. Yeah, it's true. My ex-husband was a pest control, and he cheated. He would, you know, go. He met like single ladies or single wives that were just, you know, not being, you know, getting attention from their husbands. And yeah, he would cheat. And sometimes when they had like empty houses, he would also meet ladies there at the empty houses and cheat.
Nice.
So, and one time I even found on his bank account that he rented a motel.
See?
In the town where he was...
pest control guy.
You know, treating houses.
Oh, he was treating houses.
He met a lady at a motel.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they do cheat.
Yeah. You don't want to...
Thankfully, he is my ex-husband, though.
Ex-husband.
Ex-husband.
Oh, good. Of course you went to a hotel. There's bed bugs at the other place, right? That's why he's there. Got called for bed bugs, and then he said, I'll give you a bed bug. That's what it is.
I'll give you a...
The pest control guy? Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's really...
Thank you. I just can't... Nah, the pest control... Nothing against people who do it. I just don't know if I'm going to mack down with you. You know? Electrician? Sure. Jumpstart my cables. Absolutely. Absolutely. Plumber, clean my pipes. Clean. Spray my bug? I know.
What?
No.
I think if a woman said, hey, Greg, can you spray my bug? You'd be into it.
Yeah. See, and eventually you'd get to spray her bug.
I'm good. I'm good. You're talking the only guy that I think I've told you guys this. I had to hitchhike from where I was going to college and a nearby town because I had to go to a dentist because I had, you remember the story?
Yes. Love it.
Yes.
This woman picked me up. I was hitchhiking. Mm-hmm. I had to get to the dentist. I had to have this tooth was killing me. You know what a toothache, I mean, it's the worst,
yes.
Right? So this woman picks me up and I am absolutely, I'm let 100% truth. I swear on my kids. This woman's wearing this sundress and she all of a sudden starts dropping these hints. And I'm like, this woman, she's dropping hints, right? She's like, yeah, nobody's at my house and, you know, I live alone. And she drove down the street that was on the way to my dentist and she goes, this is my house right here. And she slowed. And I'm thinking like, tooth is killing me. I can't do it. And she was attractive. Like, you know,
it was definitely,
I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. I had a toothache,
You're
man.
Right.
I don't want to have sex when I'm having a toothache.
No.
Is that bad?
No.
No.
I mean, it's fucking killing me over here.
Yeah, that
And
hurt.
I did not want to. That was not. And I thought,
you couldn't
I'm
have
never.
Focused on the sex because you were focused on your tooth.
I am never. This was college. I am never going to have that happen.
That was your one again. Penthouse moment.
It was the one
Just
penthouse
like,
moment.
Kelly and Brown had his one penthouse moment when he was on a beach in Mexico.
At least I touched some booty.
You touched probably through the pants.
All she wanted. She wanted a little. Brown in her and couldn't get it.
Did she have, this was somebody you met on spring break?
Yes.
And when you touched the booty, was it like a bikini so you did get a little bit of flesh?
She had like loose shorts.
Loose
on.
Shorts. Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow. And you just.
That's all you did.
And Kelly's like, I touched a butt.
I
didn't. I went to spring break. Didn't have any of that luck. I guess I blew my shot, so
what?
To speak, at UNH. When I had to go to the dentist. She was disappointed.
There's nothing like.
And then I'm thinking, pain. Post, you know, because you, this is the stuff that runs through your head. What if there was a guy in there just waiting to rob
kill
me?
You.
You know what I mean? Kill me.
Set up, man.
Could have been something like that.
Or
you
could have been like, oh, it's your turn now.
Dude, I was a college kid. I had like $5 on me. Yeah, that's right.
What the hell is that?
Let me tie you up, and the next thing you know, Johnny and his five buddies roll in, and they're gonna have at me. I don't. Dude, that's the stuff I can't deal with.
I had the naked girl come to the apartment, knock at the door.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's the best story ever. He opens the door, and she opens her coat to show them that he is naked. Now, he's divorced. He's single. Yep. This person knows it because she listens to the show. She introduces herself, and Scotty doesn't want anybody visiting him, naked or not.
No, something just didn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right when somebody does that.
Yeah. Yes.
Was she...
pretty? Yes.
See?
Yes.
Makes it difficult, Laura. You guys are always playing tricks on
me. Yeah, you guys.
It's us.
No, I didn't say you do it, but I'm like saying, you know, if they put in the worst moment. And so Scotty just closed the door in her face without saying a word.
Yeah. No, this isn't going
to
happen.
The woman gets up the balls to go out and do this.
It wasn't
be brave.
Thank you, but.
Yeah.
No.
He didn't
no,
even speak.
No, I didn't say anything. I just
that's not cool.
Shut the door and click.
So he's in she's in the hallway of a complex.
Which she got by two security doors.
How do you know she didn't live there?
Because I never saw her. Could she have had a friend there? That's what I'm thinking.
She could have lived up on the fourth floor or whatever. You know?
You get to see pretty much everybody.
I don't think so.
Okay, I was there for like 8 years. I don't think you're probably right. I did not see everybody, but okay. I had a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she shows up and she shows it all to him, ready to go. Dream come true. Every guy's dream. And he closes the door in her face.
Now, this is just...
I at least had a toothache.
Right. Mm. You had an excuse.
You had an excuse.
No, I immediately am like, she's going to carve her initials in my chest.
Should have been a thank you or something. Yeah.
Have you ever had a potential, not that you did anything, you ever had somebody like do that to you? Something
touch
like that?
Touch me?
No, I didn't say anything about touching you.
Immediately, you have to go offer.
None of us talked about touching except
Kelly.
There's
been many offers. I don't take them.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know that. I'm just saying.
Well, no, I just, yeah. There's
like something where you're like, what the hell is this guy doing saying this or doing that? Anything?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Did anybody
not
ever?
Not in the studio.
Yeah, nobody here.
Nobody.
Anybody ever dangle it out or anything like that or do anything like that?
No.
Because that's illegal. Can't
besides
do that.
Besides the listener.
No, but there's been a lot of people want to get in on a threesome. That's been offered up many, many times.
The swinger thing there that you had the
things,
swinger
people,
encounter.
Yeah, people are, more than just one. There's been a lot of people that have been in my life.
Do you ever think that what is it about you that puts off the swinger vibe? I don't think you have the swinger vibe.
I know I must have a swinger vibe because it's not just once. It's been multiple times of... I think it's more Jeff. I think they think he's the swinger because they always offer. I mean, yeah, they're just always. Yeah.
But Jeff is kind of like a carefree, fun guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're kind of that way too.
Yeah, I think that they think, well, these two must be real fun. So we get offers.
Did you ever look at Jeff and raise an eyebrow, like, because the guy was really cute or whatever, and just go, I don't know, what do you think? You ever do that?
No.
Yeah.
And I guess it's more than three. It's most of the time, it's another couple that wants to have fun with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yep.
Good for you.
Good for you guys.
Well, no, I haven't done it. I'm just saying that.
No, it's nice that you got offered.
We'll play it off on the air as though you haven't done it. So yes.
Yeah. Just like that's we fine. Do. I thought the whole squeezing boobs for fruit roll-ups was real. I never knew that was a lie. You know, so.
Yeah, I got sucked into that too. Yeah. Sorry, Laura.
I apologize for that. I didn't know that they made that up. All these years I thought, wow, if that was my daughter, I'd be so depressed. I'd be so pissed. Somebody was touching my daughter's boobs because she wanted fruit roll-ups. We could have bought the fruit roll-ups, you know.
I found out. We could have bought. You had to do was put them on the friggin' grocery
my
list.
My God.
No, I don't like fruit roll-ups. I don't like fruity kind of candy, so.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I know that now, but I mean, I thought for
it's
a while.
It's amazing how that went on for
years.
a very long
years.
Time.
Years and years.
Years. All right.
Yep.
Well, all right. Well, there you go. I don't know if someday... Yeah, we should bring it up on the air, like with trades. But people, nobody wants to admit it. You know what I mean? The only person that would admit it to my buddy was the woman who got cheated on.
Well, I was going
to
say, we do instead of the confessions on a Friday, that would be the confession.
Yeah.
Like, because then it's anonymous text in if you, what line of work are you in?
Mm.
And what have you done?
We're due for a sesh.
Instead of doing a confession session from some of the, I just banged my mother-in-law or whatever, your line of work and what you've done or what you've been offered to do.
And maybe you banged your mother-in-law in.
On the
side. Okay, so it would be,
workplace confessions.
Workplace confessions only. Where do you work and what did you get offered?
Yeah, you don't have to give us a company name, just what you do.
Right. Yeah, where do you work and what did you get offered? Who dangled what? That's good.
Yeah,
and maybe
we'll
do that on Friday. All right, well, there you go. Just something for you to chew on.
What you chew on?
Today, the porno music is free of charge, you know. But enjoy the rest of the day, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:30. We've got more Pearl Jam tickets, more Buzz Beer Fest tickets. A lot of stuff happening, all right?
It's going to be as exciting as shit. I think is what the man is saying. I think what my buddy's trying to say is it's going to be as exciting as Laura's salad.
Okay. I want to eat my salad. Don't shit on my salad again.
Okay, we'll move on and say goodbye to you and say
we'll talk
to you tomorrow. Thank you very much. Goodbye, everybody. I'm just going to walk off into the distance here. Just goodbye.